During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Gerald Waltman, the R.W. Morrison Professor of Political Science in the Department of Political Science. Welcome, Dr. Waltman.
Thank you, Aaron. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us about some of the unique features that this program offers to students.
Well, we like to feel that that a student in our field obtains many skills. They get to study a broad background of both historical and contemporary politics. And we at Baylor feel like we have a good mix. We have a department that's large enough. We have 13 faculty that we cover a lot of different areas of the field. And so students have a wide variety of courses, and yet we are not so big that people get lost and that they feel comfortable coming by and talking to the faculty and getting to know the faculty.
Okay. What types of students might find themselves being a good fit in this major?
Well, students who have a sort of curiosity about the world around them, and especially if that curiosity runs to politics and international affairs, and especially if you have interest in broad concepts. We don't really specialize in studying only current politics. Some people in their courses do that more than others, but what we try to provide our students with is broad themes and broad concepts and broad ideas that will allow them to analyze politics throughout their lifetime. So we don't really have a sort of narrow look at things. So students that have a broad curiosity about the world, both the current world, history, and who like to meld together the social sciences, sociology, economics, history, with the study of politics.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those, some examples of some of the themes and ideas that some of your students are working on or studying, or maybe even some of your colleagues are researching and writing about?
Okay, good. One of the things we would ask, for example, is why do people vote like they vote? If we look out there, we see people vote for different political parties. We see people change and vote for one candidate, one party, and one of another. So one of the frequently asked questions that we answer or try to answer is, why do people vote like that? Mm-hmm. If we want to take a broader view, why do countries go to war with each other? What makes countries have conflicts? There's been a lot of study and analysis, and of course, we'd like to find the answers to that. We like to ask, what kind of people run for office? There are all kinds of people who could run for office, but why do some people choose to run for office and others not? What makes a country turn democratic and another country similar to it stay undemocratic? What brings about political change? Why do some countries go through heavy political changes during very short periods and others don't? So that's kind of a sample mm-hmm. of the broad concepts and broad ideas, and by no means is that an exhaustive mm-hmm. list.
Sure. What are the skills that students would expect to develop during their coursework in your program?
Well, I think that the key skills they would develop is an ability to organize thoughts, to read deeply, to express ideas, both orally and in writing, especially in writing, to think critically, to analyze, and to try to find common themes. I think all of those skills are the kinds of things that person would develop in our area.
Mm-hmm. Are there any opportunities for undergraduate students to assist faculty with their particular research or any special projects?
Sometimes, yes. That's not as common in our field as in some, but we do have occasion when we draw on undergraduates to help with a project, or if some student has done a project in a class, we like to encourage them to mm-hmm. maybe present that at a conference or to submit it for publication even. And so faculty are willing, certainly, and helpful to work with students on special projects, whether it's with the faculty member or whether it's a project that the student himself or herself works on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if students do not declare this major prior to starting their freshman year, many of them come in and kind of switch around. Mm-hmm. Is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years? Or what's been your observation there?
Yes, certainly. The core for our major is the same as the college core in arts and sciences. Okay. So we get a lot of students who transfer into our department from other arts and sciences. And even if they transfer from some other college, business, say, mm-hmm. It's not hard to fulfill the core requirements in arts and sciences. Most of them will fulfill those anyway. And so we frequently get people transferring late in their academic careers. And it's pretty easy because we have a lot of different courses offered. And so a student can usually meet the requirements. We only have two courses that are absolutely required: Political Science 2302 and Political Science 1305. And then there are 24 hours required beyond that that have to be spread out among certain subfields, but that's never a problem.
And how can students best prepare for careers related to this major?
Well, careers are an interesting thing because it kind of depends on what our students want to do. A good many of our students, I would guess 40 to 50% or so, at least think about going to law school. Now, this is a very common thing that our students do. Not all of them end up going to law school. And by the way, we do have a very strong internship program that we encourage students to do. We're thinking about going to law school. To replace them with a lawyer's office, and they get to work for the summer, or maybe even one regular term, and sort of find out is this really what they want to do. We also have a variety of other internship programs that I can talk about a little bit later on. But we feel like that we prepare students for law school well. Now, certainly, political science is not the only major for law school. There are law schools want a bachelor's degree, and you can get a bachelor's degree in anything. We do house the pre-law advising at Baylor, so we talk to a lot of students who are majoring not only in our field but in others. But quite a few students, because they're drawn to an interest in government and law and politics, where there's a very heavy overlap between those things, do end up going to law school. We send a lot of students on to graduate school, some in regular political science graduate programs, some in public administration, and then quite a few in various specialized programs: public health, environmental science, business, just to name some of the ones that happened this last time. And they'll get some kind of specialized degree. And many of our students, if they do that, have an eye on government service of some sort, either federal, state, or local. And then we get I'd say, any number of students who go straight on into government work from a bachelor's degree. Now, the majority of those jobs are going to be, of course, where government centers are, Washington and Austin being two key ones, but then local governments all over the country, especially if you have some interest in law enforcement, say. Obviously, there are law enforcement agencies all over the country. So that's one area that students do go into, is into government service. A number of students go to work for nonprofit organizations related to church or mission groups or anti-poverty agencies or public service agencies of a variety of sorts. We get occasional students who go into high school teaching, who will take some courses over in the education school and go into high school teaching. And then we get a number of students who just go into other things. I think that the skills that they develop, the thinking and writing skills, are especially useful for business and for a variety of spots in the business world that will emphasize reading, writing, analysis of data, and so forth. So that's kind of a sort of an overview. Speaking of internships, we do encourage our students to take internships, and we have a large number of students who do internships both in Washington and in Austin and a few other places, but those are the two biggest ones. And this gives them a sort of taste of what life is like. And so we have a large number of students who decide this is what they want to do.
And does the department arrange those internships, or is that a responsibility of the students?
Well, both. We try to arrange most of them. And we have two people in the department who spend a good bit of time doing that. They're sort of in charge of our internship programs. And they spend a lot of time working with students, trying to find an internship that will be beneficial to the student and will match his or her interest. Some students come in and say, "I found an internship with X," and certainly that's fine too, as long as it meets the regular academic criteria.
Are there any misconceptions about the field of political science that you'd like to address?
Well, I guess the biggest misconception is, again, as I kind of hinted at earlier, is that we'd spend our time talking about current politics. We certainly bring up current politics. In my class in constitutional law, we talk about sometimes current cases before the Supreme Court, but that's not what the main focus is. As I said earlier, our main focus is trying to find out the broad patterns of politics and look at the study of politics from a more social science perspective and try to analyze what's going on out there in the world. So You know, a lot of people think I'm going to study political science. I'm going to spend all my time talking about the current president or about what the current foreign policy questions are. And so while we certainly talk about those, that's not the main thrust of our field.
Dr. Waltman, is there any final advice or contact information that you might want to give to prospective students?
Well, I'd just like to say that if there are any students that would like to contact us and talk about these subjects, we'll be happy to talk to you or find someone in your area of interest. If you'll call us at the main department number or call the campus tours people, they're often setting up times for people to come by. We have a number of flyers and brochures in the department, and we'll be happy to send those out to you. Our main departmental phone number is 254-710-3161.